Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
Man, I'm like, I never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
All right. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Ron Kelly Show. Oh, boy. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Just looking over the ratings are up. Ratings are up. So thank you, everybody out there who participates and gains some knowledge from the well, I'm looking kind of old here from the Ron Kelly Show. So welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining me this evening on a Thursday. As always, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So I was looking over Block Talk, and the ratings are really gone up. So you know, I just want to say thank you to the folks who all over the country who. Helping me take the Ron Kelly Show to the next level. So thank you, everybody, for joining me right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So I have lots to talk. Got so much to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. So much to talk about. So many things going on in the world. Can you see my T-shirt? Yeah. So many things going on in the world. I just need to, you know, lot to talk about. Shout out to Linda Lombroso. Shout out to Linda Lombroso for joining the program. Thank you so much for joining me. So much to talk about. You know, the Block Talk Radio's ratings have spiked. I was just looking over the statistics a little bit earlier today, and the ratings have gone way up. So I want to thank everybody who indulges me every Thursday evening, 7 o'clock, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So, all right, so Kavanaugh gets in. You know, we'll talk about that a little bit. And who says, shout out to Myra Lewis, who says it's not about race? Everything is about race. And I'm going to ask a question. I want some audience participation in this. I'm going to ask a question. I want people to get at me, on Facebook Live, and also the folks who are listening on Blog Talk Radio. Maybe I'll start up a blog on Blog Talk Radio and do that right now. And folks can chime in wherever they are. So, and the third thing, we'll talk about Kavanaugh, we'll talk about race, and we have a situation, a unique situation. You have two women, one white, one black. And I'm so sick of people talking about, oh, it's not about race, it's not about race. Everything is about race. I'm going to ask a question in a few minutes. I want you guys, those of you who are watching, listening on either Facebook Live or on Blog Talk Radio, I want you to get at me. Either by the Facebook feed or some other way you get to me. You don't want to ask a question a little bit later on. We have a situation. We have two women, one black, one white, convicted of the same crime. One woman gets probation. The other one gets 5 years in prison. Guess who got the 5 years? We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. We'll get to that and a whole lot of other things right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Just a couple minutes past 7 o'clock. Everybody, thank you for joining me today. And peace be upon those. I don't want to say only because lives were lost in Florida. I believe the total is 6 so far. And you don't want to say only because one is one too many. But, you know, thank God that there was a minimum. Peace be upon those who perished in the storm. Like, again, you don't want to use the word only because only denotes, you know, like we don't really care. Of course we care. So peace be upon those who perished in the storm. And thank God that there was only a handful of people who passed away. Shout out to Gil, who just left them down there. Got out just in time, Gil, because, you know, the storm came in there and it did so much damage. It's unbelievable. But 150-mile-an-hour winds do that. Shout out to Anita Walker. Shout out to Gil Mace. I still can't say Gil's name right. He just left from down there in Florida. Shout out to Gil. See you in about an hour. Anyways, a couple minutes past the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, as always. It's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. You know it's the Ron Kelly Show. You see all these words behind me? It's all about me, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. So Kavanaugh gets in. And let me ask, I'm going to ask a question, at least to those of you who are. Shout out to Lamont Gates, Real Social Talk on Block Talk Radio. I can say that because he's not my competition. But anyway, so what's the first thing you notice on a person when you meet a person for the first time, everyone who's on either listening on Block Talk Radio or who are watching me on Facebook Live? What's the first thing that you notice about a person when you meet them? And I want folks, everybody in some of my voice, or those of you who are watching on Facebook, I want you to type in, what's the first thing you think of? What's the first thing you notice about a person when you meet them for the first time? What's the first thing you notice about a person when you meet them for the first time? Because everybody's talking about, you know, it's just so sick of, oh, it's not about race, oh, it's not about race. And I got a story of two women, a white woman and a black woman, who were convicted of the same crime. One got prison, the other one got probation. And I don't have to tell you which one got a prison. I'll bring that up in just a few minutes. But the first thing, I know for me, first thing I notice about a person is their race. When I meet somebody for the first time, the first thing I notice is their race. Because it's unavoidable. If you meet an Asian for the first time, the first thing you're going to notice is that they're Asian. You're not going to worry about what they got on or how much money they got or what kind of job they have. The first thing you notice about a person, the very first thing you notice about a person is their race. And I'm so sick of people saying, oh, it's not about race. Oh, it's not about race. Everything in America is about race. It started out about race, and today it's about race. Now, But you know, see, and there's people I know, white people in particular, who always say, oh, it's not about race. Oh, it's not about race. So would you be like this chick, this Candace Owens, this woman who kicks the backs in of black folks, she kicks in Black Lives Matter, and she's all in on the conservative side. So, but would she be embraced by the conservatives if she didn't do that? Of course not. Of course not. See, because if you're a black Republican, you can be in. But you know, if you're a black conservative, you're welcome into the conservative circles. But if you're a white, if you're a black person and you're Black Lives Matter, you got to go. If you're a black person and you don't embrace the conservative views, you're out. So for me, the first thing I notice about a person is their race. That's the first thing I notice, and then I go on to other things. But so Kavanaugh got in, and all the, you know, and I had to suffer through the onslaught of stupid text messages with the most outrageous nonsense, and I had to sit through this. You know, and I couldn't shut it off because they were going back and forth. Some people that I am familiar with, I'll just say. And they're going back and forth with these stupid, just ridiculous. It just gave me a headache just reading the stuff. And I just couldn't take it. But, it's just ridiculous. It was just so ridiculous, all the things they were saying to each other. And so how somebody includes you in a text stream and you can't get out of it no matter what you do? Well, I was trapped in the text stream from hell and I couldn't get out of it, even though people were and people were texting back and forth about the most outrageous nonsense about this Kavanaugh stuff. And I couldn't get out of it as many times as I must have left the conversation about 20 times, and they still wouldn't let me out. So I was stuck in the situation. So I just kind of turned the phone off because I really didn't want to hear it no more. And I didn't want to see the outrageousness. So folks are all happy. And I lost money. I won money because I didn't think that Kavanaugh would get in. I was hoping against hope he wouldn't get in, but I kind of knew that he would. So I bet on the wood, and I bet some people that he wouldn't, but I got more money. I bet more money that he would than I bet that he wouldn't. So I came out on top with that. So I just gave the pay the people off with monies I won from somebody else. So, but yeah, but Kavanaugh gets in and everybody's happy. All the conservative folk and the Trump folk are all happy. You don't know Kavanaugh from a can of paint. Don't know him. Don't know anything about him. All you know is what you've heard. You know, and people are all excited. Oh, Kavanaugh. What the hell is Kavanaugh going to do for you? Answer me that question. What the hell is Kavanaugh going to do for you? There's a lot of people out there, they don't even know why they like Kavanaugh. They don't know why they like Trump. They have no idea. You know, because the next door neighbor likes him. The Trump election victory has proven what I've said all along, that there's an angry underbelly of folks who are anti-immigrant, anti-Democrat, anti-anything. And there's an underbelly of folks who were angry and kept their mouths shut. A lot of these Trump supporters who came out of the woodwork when Donald Trump, in his first campaign speech, said that the Mexicans were a problem. And there were people who were like, yeah, Mexicans are a problem. You see, those folks who voted for Trump and those folks who showed up at those rallies were sitting around for years suffering in silence because it wasn't fashionable to say those things. But now that Trump has come in, he's lowered the boom. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister from another mother from way, way, way back in Jersey City. You look just like you did when we were little kids. Anyway, Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister. Before I go any further, let me just say Lamont Gates says that I raised a very good and honest point about seeing race first. I believe most people connect stereotypes upon seeing race first. You're absolutely 100% right, Lamont, because, you know, when you get, like, let's say me, 6'3", 220 pounds, gets on an elevator with a little old white lady, and this has happened to me, where I got on an elevator, and I probably had more money in my pocket than she did, and I get on this elevator with this little old white lady, and she's cowering in the corner of the elevator because, as Lamont Gates said, but the stereotype of black men being crooks and thieves. So this little old lady is cowering. You know, I thought she was going to, who she had on the Depends or something. She looked like she was going to urinate on her. I mean, she was so afraid of me. And I didn't even look at the lady. I'm looking at the, you know, I usually look at the thing that tells you what floor you're on, the indicator, and it just goes click, click, click. And this lady is paranoid. Because she's in the elevator with me, and I'm a black, tall, big black man. You know what I'm saying? So people say, the first thing that you, and thank you, Lamont Gates, the first thing you see when you meet a person for the first time, or not even meet a person, just walk past a person, the first thing you notice is if they're white, they're black, they're Asian, they're Native American, they're Hispanic. That's the first thing you notice on a person is their race. And I'm so sick of these apologists. Oh, it's not about race. Yes, it is about race. That's bullshit. You know, it is about, excuse me, I'm going to get kicked off the radio. It is about race, because that's the first thing you see when you meet a person. And then the stereotype comes up. Oh, when you meet a white person for the first time, oh, they must be a redneck. You know, or you meet a black person for the first time, oh, they're a criminal, or they did drugs. And thank you for bringing that point up, Lamont. There's a person I know, I'm friends with, who was a former police officer, who told me that statistically speaking, black folks, and see, this is where the misnomer comes in at. He said that black people, when they pull black people over, statistically speaking, black folks are the ones who more than likely will have drugs and guns in their cars. And I nearly fell out of my chair. I'm like, did he just say that to me? You know, did he just say that to me? I mean, yeah, I'm cool and everything, but, you know, that was an insult. It was insulting for him to say to me that most black people, when they pull over, most black people, they're carrying guns and drugs. And see, and this is why black folks get you know, get killed because police officers expect the worst from us. Because this is what they believe. This is what they're told. You know, this is why black people get, you know, disrespected. Like the two ladies who got cavity searched right on the side of the highway. These two black women who were coming from somewhere. Two police officers, Department of Public Safety, Texas. They weren't Texas Rangers. They were Texas Department troopers. And they searched these two women, get cavity searched, putting their fingers all up in their vaginas and stuff. It was ridiculous. My Facebook feed is starting to blink out because I'm using my cell phone as a hotspot tonight because I'm having a problem with the Wi-Fi. So again, I was highly insulted that this man said to me that black people statistics. Now where the hell did you get those statistics from about black people being more carrying guns and drugs more than anybody else? Where did that come from? See, that's just like an old wives' tale, like immigrants get money when they come here and they kind of BS that we believe, which is totally untrue. They don't get money when they come here. This is something that we believe, an old wives' tale that's been passed down from generation to generation. We got to purge ourselves of this nonsense. But anyway, it's just about 20 minutes past the hour. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. We have more of this. And when I come back, I'm going to talk with the two ladies, both convicted of voter fraud. One gets prison, one gets probation. I don't have to tell you which one gets probation. We'll be right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Okay, my thing is not working. Let me see if this plays.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. That ain't working out tonight. Shout out to Bunny McKnight. Thank you. Shout out to Sharon Allen, my sister. I got all my sisters here. Sharon Allen Chambers. Well, she was Sharon Allen back then. Now it's Chambers. So I guess it's Mr. Chambers somewhere around. Sharon Nelson, my sister, from way back when. Good to see y'all. Good to know y'all still around, because a lot of people are not. Good to see y'all. So we have a situation. We have two, welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. We have two, let me just pull this up right quick. I should have pulled it up during the break, but I didn't because, you know, whatever. But, okay, we have a case of two women who were arrested. Two women who were arrested, and shout out to Bunny McKnight. Two women who were convicted of voter fraud. Convicted of voter fraud. Two women. Let me see if I can get this. Because this is for all you folks out there who think that it's not about race. I mean, that's the most asinine, stupid thing I've ever heard. That America is not about race. I mean, as much as you know, as much as you, his Crystal Mason, the black woman who was convicted of voter fraud, because she was a because she was a felon and she was on probation, and she didn't know that people can be convicts or folks who have been convicted of crimes can't vote. And it varies from state to state. So you don't know which state says yes, which state says no. That's how it is. It varies from state to state. So this woman, Crystal Mason, voted. It was a provisional vote. She wasn't in prison. And she voted illegally because she wasn't supposed to, but she didn't know. Now, Crystal Mason was sentenced to 60 months in jail, which turns out to be 5 years, in jail for tax fraud, and was released in early 2016. Now, she said she didn't know that she wasn't allowed to vote in that presidential election, the Trump's, of all people. That's why she got 5 years. So she cast a provisional vote at her local church after being told that her name could not be found on the rolls. The ballot, incidentally, the ballot that she used was never counted. Now, her name was purged from the rolls when she went to prison, but Crystal didn't know that. You know, see, and this varies, it varies state by state of who can vote and who can't. So Crystal Mason goes to, gets convicted of voter fraud, black woman. Your apology accepted, my brother, Bunny McKnight. Apology accepted. So this woman, Crystal Mason, goes to prison. She gets, she was in prison for tax fraud prior to this. So that's what made her a felon, and she wasn't able to vote. But she voted. Well, she didn't know she wasn't able to vote, but she did vote in the election, the presidential election, Trump, for all people. I guess she probably didn't vote for Trump, but she voted, and I don't know how they found out, but she was arrested and convicted of voter fraud, and she received 5 years in prison. But here, here's a white woman, all you folks out there who... it's not about race. It was not about race. BS. So here's another woman. Here's a white woman by the name of Terry Lynn Rote, R-O-T-E. You can look this up. Terry Lynn Rote was a white woman. Now, I don't know if she was a felon, but and I don't know if Crystal Mason was arrested and convicted of voter fraud, because she was arrested and convicted of voter fraud because she wasn't allowed to vote. But now here's a white woman, Terry Lynn Rote, R-O-T-E, who was convicted of voter fraud in Iowa for trying to vote for President Trump twice. She tried to vote twice. And she received, she was sentenced to 2 years probation and a $750 fine for trying to vote twice. Terry Lynn Rote, white woman, received 3 years, 2 years probation, and $750 fine for voter fraud. Meanwhile, Crystal Mason, who was voted, who was convicted of voter fraud because she's a felon and she's not supposed to vote. So she's convicted of voter fraud, and she received 5 years in prison. So you can't tell me that. I'm not, you know, this is not a racial show, and a lot of, fact, a lot of people who watch this show, listen to this show, are white people. How do I know? I know. And it's just, you know, this just isn't fair. So all you people out there who always say about race is not about race, yes, it is. Everything is about race in America. Don't get it twisted. Everything in America is about race. Everything. So this white woman, Terry Lynn Rote, gets probation and a fine. Crystal Mason gets 5 years in prison. Now, and this is another OJ, you know. This is another OJ. She got out early, and the judge, it seems to me that the judge is just taking revenge on this woman, because she, you know, I mean, it's not like she's a repeat offender, because she made a mistake and voted. What's the big deal? But it was a big deal to this judge, because Judge Ruben Gonzalez sentenced her to 5 years in prison. There was a one-day trial. And it was a one-day trial, and she lost. They tried to, I believe they tried to make sure she was free pending appeal. But I believe that she didn't know that she wasn't supposed to vote. And she said she didn't know. I mean, I wouldn't have voted if I thought I was going to go to jail for 5 years. I wouldn't have voted either. But she didn't know. And see, it's not universal. In some states, felons are not allowed to vote. In some states, felons are not allowed to vote. Some states. Not all, but some. And she was... So it varies from state to state. So they can't hold that against her because it varies from state to state. So this woman is now serving 5 years in prison, a woman with children, a woman who did her time already for the crime that she was convicted of, tax fraud. Now, she went to jail for tax fraud, and then she should have went to jail for tax fraud. But, I mean, 5 years for voting illegally, and then another woman votes, another woman intentionally tries to vote twice with Trump and gets probation and a fine. And this just isn't right. You know, this just isn't right. You know, and race, America is about race. And black folks get the shaft, and white folks, you know, get to ride over to the sunset more often than not. Just look at Kavanaugh. Now, what would happen to me if somebody said that I raped him when I was in high school? I probably would be like Cosby. We'd be in the same cell. Me and Cosby would be cellies. Look at Weinstein, who still hasn't gone to jail a day. How long has Harvey Weinstein been free? How long has it been since women are accusing him, Harvey Weinstein, of rape? How long has it been? He hasn't been in jail not one day. Matt Lauer never went to jail. Women, you know, never even brought to trial. Never went to jail. Got fired. Charlie Rose. All of these people who never went to trial, never were arrested. Now, you know, Cosby did say he did it, so he kind of put his foot in his mouth, or maybe he should have put his foot in his mouth because then he wouldn't have been able to say anything. But that was part of a plea deal, and the woman received $3.4 million. But in any case, justice is not... Yeah, I don't care what anybody says. I mean, it could be white people I know, white people I don't know. Justice is not equal, and everybody is not treated equal in this country. This poor woman got 5 years. Just came out of jail for tax fraud. Now she's going to jail for, what are you in here for, voter fraud? I mean, they're probably going to laugh at her for the next 5 years because she's in jail for voter fraud. But see, but this is what I'm saying to you, it's not right. It's not right. If one go to jail, they both should go to jail. Nobody should get away. And the white woman, Terry Lynn Roach, got away. She committed a crime. Now, Crystal Mason is 43 years old. Applied for a new trial. Rejected by the judge. Shout out to Anita Walker. Rejected. So Crystal Mason's appeal for a new trial was rejected by the judge. See, the judge is hell-bent on putting this woman in prison. 5 years for accidentally voting. Wow. A woman who intentionally voted twice got probation and a fine. It just isn't right. So, shout out to Tuffy. None of the women pressed charges. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says none of the women pressed charges. Well, Cosby was convicted for Andrea Constant. He was convicted for the one, looks like a tranny, that one woman. That's what he was convicted for. one woman. He wasn't convicted for the whole bunch. I mean, yeah, they probably played a part in his sentencing, but he got convicted for one person. That was Andrea Constant. And that was already over with. That had been adjudicated. He paid her $3.4 million, and that was the end of that. You know, and then this overzealous DA who probably wants to run for Congress now, reopened the case and got Cosby convicted. He reopened the case. And what have you ever heard? The case has been adjudicated and the woman got paid off. So she got his money and his freedom. So to address Lamont Gates, none of the women, Harvey Weinstein women, press charges. Well, see, you don't have to press charges because the state can pick that up. And that happens a lot when the state picks it up, where you don't even have to press charges. But anyway, so justice is just us in America. It's not for everybody. And this case with Crystal Mason and Terry Lynn Roth is a perfect example of that. The one woman who was convicted of voter fraud got probation and a fine. Now, is the judge convicting Crystal Mason because she was a felon? She had been in trouble prior to that. I mean, who knows? But she didn't deserve 5 years for. She didn't deserve 5 years for. Yeah, she was a tranny, but shout out to my son who was watching, R. Kelly Jr., who was watching the program. Yeah, I got to get down there and see my granddaughter. I haven't seen her in a minute or two. It's about 4 minutes till the next break. Yeah, so the Sorry Giants playing tonight, Philadelphia. My son is a big Philly fan. And the booty New York Giants are playing Philadelphia Eagles tonight. I believe it's at MetLife Stadium. And I'm very interested in watching this game, not just because it's the Giants, but because Odell Beckham and the nonsense. So I'll be interested. I'll be watching. This is not a sports show, but just, you know, my son is a big-time Eagles fan. He lives down there in Philadelphia. So, so I'll be watching the game. Just a few minutes after I get off the air, if I'm messing around with y'all, I'll be going to watch the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. I believe they're playing in MetLife Stadium tonight. All right, everybody, it's about 20 minutes before the hour. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Check me out. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, where you can see any one of a whole bunch of shows that were recorded and placed there. And also, you can go to my page on Facebook. It's Ron Kelly. And there's some videos on the Ron Kelly Facebook page as well. Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. You can check those out. You can check me out on the video of the Ron Kelly Show. So, yeah, so a lot going on. We got watch it now because the Cowgirls. They're so tired. Yeah, shout out to Bunny McKnight. They're so tired. They're Cowgirls. Y'all been using that name for years. Let's think of something new. Because that is, like, so tired. That is, like, tired. That is more than tired. That Cowgirls, people have been using that saying for years. I mean, it's time for something new. I mean, I don't mind you talking about the Cowboys, but come up with something new. Think. Use your brain. Take a break. We'll come right back. No, maybe I won't take a break. Let me see how this plays because I'm using a different kind of Wi-Fi. Then maybe take a quick break and come right back with more of this program. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
All right, I give up. We're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I guess there's not enough Wi-Fi on my phone to make everything work because it takes a lot of juice to run this show. But No, you can't. Well, you can put it in the feed. I can't control what people say in the feed. Bunny McKnight says what I want to say. I can't on your show. Well, thank you for respect, because there are folks here who are watching. I can't see everybody, but there's lots of people who are watching the program. So anyway, so all right, so Kavanaugh gets in. I promise I'll talk about it. Kavanaugh gets in. And everybody's all happy, you know. And like I said, I had to sift through this nonsense on the, you know, people with the text message stream. Don't you hate that when somebody includes you in the text message stream and you have to, and your phone keeps responding, you know, you have to turn off your notifications. But then you turn off your notifications, you can't hear anybody, not just them. But I was so disgusted the other night with this nonsense about Kavanaugh. So, and you see, politics is, you know, I'm fascinated with politics. I'm a student of politics, but politics are a dirty business. It's a very dirty business. And, you know, and you have to ask yourself, like, would you enrich yourself if you could? Yeah. If you can vote for yourself a raise, would you vote for it?
Sure you would.
If you could vote for a raise, would you vote yourself a raise?
Sure you would.
If you can vote for yourself to vote, if you could vote for better health care,
sure you would.
Yes, you would. You see, so, and we talk about these politicians and how they beat the system, rob the system. But if you were a politician and you had a chance to vote yourself a $50,000 raise, would you?
Sure you would.
I would. I would. Yes, I would. If I had a chance to vote for myself a $50,000 raise right now, I would. So if you had a chance to get better health care, more perks, more money, would you do it?
Sure you would.
So, you know, so we can't really kick dirt on politicians, even locally. And I'm not going to say the names, but there's politicians, local politicians that have four or five jobs. I mean, you know, if I can get four or five easy jobs to get paid for all those jobs as a politician, would I do it? Yes, I would. And some of these politicians are doing it. Shout out to Michael Bishop. A lot of these politicians are doing it. I'm not going to say the names, because I know some of them personally. They've been on my radio show, a few of them. But they be having three and four jobs. Four jobs. Congressmen and senators voting themselves raises. Nobody can stop them. They vote for better health care. They vote for lifetime health care. So if you had a chance to vote for lifetime health care, would you?
Yes, you would.
And if you had a chance to vote yourself a raise, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000,
yes, you would.
So politics is a dirty business, but to remove the people who were there and replace it with somebody else, it would still be a dirty business. Because you talk about, you know, like Michelle Obama, you know, during the election, saying they go low, we go high. No, no, we don't go high. We went high and we lost. We went high and we lost. So what is this about going high? See, because politics is not built for high. Politics are built for low. That's what politics are. And you have to know how to play the game. You can't be, you know, look what happened locally, for example. Let's say Patterson, New Jersey, for the folks who, I don't mean to dive off of them. I've heard it. People have been getting on my back about going local when I should be talking nationally. But, you know, the people who try to be good and nice are the ones who lose. The grassroots, you know, you lose. See, because politics is about who knows who. That's what politics is about, who knows who. The person who knows the most people gets in. It just so happened in Patterson, New Jersey, for just toss out of the course, but it was Andre Saye. He knew more people, and that's why he won. Because he knew people in high places. And the rest of the people, McCoy and and Michael Jackson, which I thought was a total joke, and McCoy and some of these other people who ran just ran for nothing because they didn't stand a chance because they didn't embrace the party. So this is what politics is about. I wouldn't care who it is, Roz Baraka, whoever. Roz Baraka wouldn't want to be to know certain people. Cory Booker wouldn't be a senator if he didn't know certain people. You think he got that on his own? No. Come on, are you serious? So politics is not about being nice. You got to be, you got to get some dirt on your fingernails sometimes. Now, I'm not suggesting that you do that, but what I know about politics, you do have to get yourself dirty every now and again. So we got another Supreme Court justice shoved down our throats with this Kavanaugh. I feel bad for the woman, Dr. Ford. I feel badly for her because she came forward and for nothing, basically. Because he got in anyway. See, now this can work two different ways, because the Republicans are hoping. I think the Republicans are conceding they're going to lose the Congress. They're conceding that because the way they're talking, they're not talking tough. They're talking, Mitch McConnell says, Democrats beware of messing with Trump if he wins. Yeah, I think they already know that. The Democrats are going to take over Congress. The Senate, who knows? Because you got a tough battle here with Menendez and this gentleman, Bob Hugin, who has done a really good job competing with Bob Menendez, who was on trial last year for taking gifts from his rich friend, who got 17 years in prison for Medicaid fraud. So that's dragging down Bob Menendez's numbers, but he's hopeful that he'll still, the lead is slim and anything can happen. So if Bob Menendez loses, then there's no way that the Democrats are going to get the Senate. There's no way. It's just not going to happen. It'd be too much to do. Because you got an extra senator Pence, who is the Senate president, who breaks all ties. So, we'll see. So, when I was talking about the Trump people, Trump followers don't really know what they're following. Shout out to Mike Iannone, Window Trends. You need anything related to your windows, awnings, canopies, verticals, minis, whatever, you can call Mike Iannone, my friend, at 973-401-9048. It's 973-401-9048. He may even come to Patterson. Anyway, it's just a few minutes. It's 12 minutes before the hour. You listen to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. Rockleyshow.com. Thank you, Lamont Gates, for participating with me on that question. That the first thing you notice about a person is their race. It's the first thing you notice. Talk about that a little earlier. And it's very true. First thing you notice about a person is their race. And, America is about race. This is a racial country. And it's about race. Yeah. But this Trump thing is just, I don't know. I mean, I had I'm kind of worn down now. I've had my share of Mr. Trump, and who is dying to nominate his daughter to be the ambassador to the United Nations, dying. He put it out there to see what the reaction would be. See, Trump is a very smart person. So you can't, just because he acts like an idiot doesn't mean he's an idiot. Anybody who can amass that type of wealth is not stupid.
you know. And he's poor compared to Jeff Bezos, who lost $9 billion yesterday, by the way, when the stock tanked. I'm not sure what the stock market was today. But Trump blamed the stock market situation from yesterday. See, now it was down again today, another 545 points. So the stock market has gone down over 1,300 points in the last couple of days. 1,300 points in the last couple of days. The stock market has gone down. It's 545 today. It was 900 and change yesterday. See, but Trump won't even take responsibility. I mean, even when the stock market is up to stop. But see, Obama was smart. Obama never, no matter how the stock market did, Obama never connected himself to the stock market. Never. Because he knew some days it was up, some days it was down. So he never connected himself to the stock market. Shout out to the people on, I just checked, there's some people on the blog, on my blog on Facebook. And now Facebook on Blogspot Radio. And also, I just want to say that the Rock Kelly Nation, the blog on Facebook, is open to business. People can go in there and you want to say something, be my guest. But yeah, so it's 545 points today. It was 900 and something points yesterday. But, you know, you don't hear Trump chirping about that. See, when the stock market was up, see, the man just won't take responsibility for anything. It's always somebody else's fault. And the shameful and the sad part of it is that his followers, they do the same thing. He just can't take the blame for anything. You see, he doesn't take the blame for anything. Shout out to Scott Carson. I haven't seen him in a long time. Dr. Scott Carson. I think I saw you on the Facebook the other day, man. Shout out to you, brother. I haven't seen you in a minute. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, many cultures believe in reincarnation. What would you say in the afterlife it was revealed that you've been here numerous times and many times as a white female? What would that say? What would that say about the importance of race? Now, if I was saying I was a white female, it's more than likely that I was molested. But, by Kavanaugh. You know what? I don't know what I would say. First of all, I'm not in a hurry to get to the afterlife. But, you know, that can wait. But, yeah, there are some folks who believe in reincarnation. I don't know if I necessarily believe in reincarnation, but I do think that you go somewhere when you leave it. I don't know about this hell or heaven or whatever the case may be. But I do think that when somebody passes on, that their spirit lives on somehow or another. See, my spirit will live on in my radio show. If something happened to me tomorrow, you can, yeah, shout out to you, my brother. Scott Carson, Dr. Scott, DJ. Hit him up if you want to do your party. He's pretty good. And, the afterlife. So, I don't know. I think that just your spirit goes somewhere. I don't know if I necessarily believe in an afterlife, Lamont Gates, but I do think that your spirit goes somewhere when you leave here. Now, I would like to come back because I want to know what it's going to be like 100 years from now in America. I don't want the Americans are going to be here 100 years from now. Who knows? But man, if I was here more than once, many times as a white female, what would that say about the importance of race? Yeah. Well, you know, I would have to be cognizant of it as it's happening. See, it would have to be revealed to me. So I don't know if I would have it. I can quantify it with an answer. You know, I don't know if I can answer that. If I found out once I left, checked out, that I had been here many times as a white female. I don't know if I want to be here as a white female, but I'm not sure, Lamont. I would have to give that some thought. Because first of all, you go into you're shocked about being in the afterlife. You know what I mean? So,
So I don't know, Lamont. I'll have to. That's a very interesting question. I'll have to give that some thought. You know what? When I come on air next week, I'll answer it. Shout out to Anita Walker, who says this country is definitely about race. It always has been. It always will be. And it's about the propaganda. If it sounds better than the truth. See, and this is the. That's a very good point. And I've said this many times that politics is really what's dividing. Try about 5 minutes before the hour. Politics are dividing this country. Politics. And, you know, and politics are, through politics, the division is along racial lines. It's along racial lines. Who you like most white people prefer Trump, but most black people liked Obama. So, It's about the country is divided among racial lines. White folks prefer Trump. Black folks prefer Obama. And see, here you have people who are actually saying that black folks who are saying that black folks are saying that Trump lowered the black unemployment rate, which is nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Trump did not lower the black employment rate. No. There was no effort by the Trump administration to lower the black unemployment rate. Black folks just found jobs like everybody else. You know, there was no effort. So you can't even, that's ridiculous to say that black folks have benefited from. And black folks benefited from the economy? Sure. But has there been a effort amongst this Trump administration to improve the unemployment rate for blacks? Black folks just went out there and got jobs like everybody else. That's what we did. So there was no effort by the Trump administration. Tough ones indeed. Yes, Lamont, those are very tough questions. You can leave it to Lamont Gates to ask you a brain buster, ask you a question that makes your head explode. You can count on Lamont Gates for leaving you scratching your head with the questions that he asks. Very interesting. Check him out. It's called Real Social Talk. I believe that's still the name of the show. Real Social Talk. Not sure what day it is, but you know, you go on Lamont Gates' page and you can find out when his show airs. Go on Real Social Talk. And you'll be scratching your head too. All right, it's time to break out of here. Thank you everybody for joining me. But I got home just in time to do the show. I don't like doing that because I like to rest and relax and think before I go on radio, but I didn't have that opportunity today, but maybe I'll have the opportunity next week. Anyway, shout out to everybody who joined the program. Shout out to everybody who commented. Shout out to the folks on Blog Talk Radio who have boosted the ratings, who are increasingly listening to the program. Appreciate that one. Thank you folks for indulging the Ron Kelly Show every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 Central. It's 10 o'clock Pacific time. No, it's not. It's 4 o'clock Pacific time. However many hours we are behind them. So anyway, we're going to break out of here. Thanks so much for joining me, everybody. We'll see you back here next Thursday evening for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So going on to watch these Giants lose and be humiliated, 1-5, you know. All you Giant fans out there, you know, it's every time Eli throws interception, think about me. All right, bye. I'll see you next week. I'm out of here.